Thank you, mighty God.
David goes on in that 71st chapter of Psalm, O God, who is like unto thee? Now notice, thou which hast showed me great and sore troubles, shall quicken me again, and shall bring me up again. Look at the word again. Look at the word again. Take a devil and put that word right in his face.
Speak to God.
It's God.
Amen.
That has given me life, right, and strength and renewing,
right,
again.
Amen.
And again. And again.
Amen, brother. That's right.
It's him that has healed me over and over and over.
Oh,
it's him that has rose up again and again and again and fought my battles. Can you praise him here this morning?
Thank you, bless him, God. Thank you, Jesus.
He goes out going, you shall quicken me again. Quicken means to give new life, fresh start, a fresh life to renew and to revive. You will bring me up again. Look up the word again twice here. Oh Lord, you've done it again and again. Our key verse, the times that you've moved and you've touched me and you've helped me is more than I can count. Oh God, Brother Anthony, it's God. He ain't done with you yet. He's brought you out of the hospital over and over and over again, lifting you up over the sick bed. Raise your hand and praise him. Hey Lord, no wonder we're more than a conqueror through him. Jesus conquered death, hell, and the grave, and everything the devil threw at him. And why did he do it? He did it to give us power and victory. Praise him. Praise him.
God have you. Praise God.
Brother Jason, this ain't bigger than I am, man.
Wonderful.
Oh, yes.
Bless my brother, Lord.
I wish I could bleed and take over all of those satellites up there. There's over 1,800 in a circle in this globe. And I wish God would put my voice on every one of them, every channel.
Praise be to God.
Praise God. Turn this world back to Jesus.
Amen. That's right, brother.
Yes.
Come on.
Oh, bless him, Lord.
You've never really lived until you know him.
That's right. That's right. Amen. Come on.
You'll never know joy, you'll never know happiness, and the real true satisfaction until you know him.
God, that's right. Bless him, Lord.
God knows me. God sees me. And God cares. Praise him, church. Praise him. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Are you looking for something? Do you need help this morning? If there's something you need in your soul, God's got it for you. Hallelujah.
Blessed is the name of the Lord.
David said,
blessed be God.
People that know me and see me will say it's a miracle he's still going. How in the world did he ever make it that far?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord.
I believe the Lord looks down at some of us and says, I pulled you through for you to testify and tell what I've done for you. And yet we said and not even praise him.
Thank you, Lord. God bless him, Lord.
It's hard telling how much more God would do.
Praise God.
If we would get excited about this salvation and come through those doors and say, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
That's the truth. Glory, glory.
I think automatically we could raise our hands at time to see this service and say, I praise you, Jesus. Oh God, you've been so good to me. Hallelujah, Brother Jason. I feel sorry for him sometimes. I do, brother. Anybody got a testimony? And there's dead silence for a whole 60 minutes, or 90 seconds, and nobody makes a move, and you wonder why you have no joy and no victory.
Praise be to God.
I'm not being mean, my friend.
That's the truth.
I'm just telling you, we ought to have
Our tongue ought to be the pen of a ready writer. Man, let me say something, Jesus. It ain't the amount of what you say and how eloquently you can say it. It's standing up and it goes through over the congregation just like a sweet spirit. When you say, Jesus has been good to me, I love him and I praise him for saving me. Can we do that here this morning? I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I praise you. I thank you. Oh, he's been good. He's been good. He's so good. I've come a long way, Brother Jason. I've come a long way by the mercy and the grace of God. David Miller said he's brought me a long, long way. He's brought me a long, long way. Hallelujah to God.
Thank you. Woo. Bless my brother, Lord.
I want you to turn your Bibles with me into Psalms 139. Psalms chapter 139. And while you're turning there, I want to ask you a question. How far back can you trace the love of God for you? How far back can you trace the love of God for you? David. Come over here, buddy. Get this mic again. Sweet Jesus.
Bless him, Lord.
I'll tell you what, this will be just as real to you as you want it to be.
Amen. That's right.
It'll be just as personal to you as you want it to be.
That's right. Amen. Bless him, Lord.
It'll be just as much alive to you as you want it.
Praise be to God.
Come on, David, tell us.
Bless him, Lord.
He said, "Oh Lord, thou hast searched me and what?
Knowing
me. Thou knowest my down sitting when I sit down, and mine uprising when I get up from the chair. Thou understandest my thought afar off." What are you thinking about through the day? Where's your mind? Where's your thoughts? God reads them. Thou compassest my path when I leave my house and I go down the path and down the road. Thou compassest my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all my ways. You know the direction I'm heading, Lord. You know where I've been. And when the day's over, when I close my eyes on my pillow, the moon comes up over the hill, shines its light down on my pillow. You see me lying right there. For there is not a word in my tongue, but, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and what? Laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. Too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Here we go. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, Brother George, if I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, if I die and they planted me 6 foot down in the sod, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Hallelujah. I want you to know you'll never be out of God's sight and never be out of his reach. The Holy Ghost knows right where you are this morning. Notice, David, he said, if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. Here we go, children, hold on. For thou hast possessed my reins. That's the reins of the heart, the very spirit and the soul, the inner man. Thou Thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth, in my mother's belly. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, listen, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. Oh, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the son of him. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. What was it David was saying? I've had my troubles. I've had my afflictions. I've had my trials. I've had my ups. I've had my downs. There've been times when it looked like the devil would destroy me. But if God knew me then, when my mother carried me in her belly, and if he loved me then, and all of my members before they ever came together, and the sinew upon the bone. Hallelujah. God knew me before I ever come into this world. And if he had a plan for me, and if he had a purpose for me, when I was being formed in my mother's belly, do you think he don't love me now? He loved me then, and he loves me right now. He was with me then, and he's with me right now. There ain't a power of hell that can destroy you, because God's got a purpose for you.
Amen. Thank you,
glory
Lord.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Oh, yes.
Glory, glory, glory.
This goes back.
Thank you, mighty God.
Take it, put it right in the ears of the pro-abortionist.
Come on.
Go ahead, you black-hearted murderers, you. It's hard telling how the 60-some million little children that's been bludgeoned and aborted and had syringes of saline solution, high-powered salt solution, stuck in their little bodies and burned them up. I'm telling you, you're going to face Almighty God with blood dripping all over your hands.
Amen.
You'll hear baby screams throughout eternity.
Praise be to God.
Where's the preachers that'll stand and warn this generation? You'll face a God that's his face is brighter than the sun at noonday. He's a consuming fire, and you will stand before him.
Amen. Woo. Come on.
One nurse, she come out of it. It was more than she could handle, and gave her heart to Jesus. She said, I could never go through another to assist another physician to abort a little baby. She said, I was there when they stuck the syringe into the mother's belly to shoot that saline solution to burn that little baby up with salt. And I watched the little baby, this little tiny hands that pushed the syringe away, kept trying to push the syringe away.
Bless you, Lord.
God.
Lord God Almighty, I'm telling you, you will love the Lord, and you will serve him, and you will fear him. Come on, it's time for us to draw nigh to God. Raise your little hand. It's time for us to draw nigh to God. Fill me, Jesus. Fill me. Fill me, Lord, with the love of Almighty God. Fill me, Lord. Yes, I love the sinner. Yes, I love the ungodly. But I'm here to warn you, you better serve God.
Bless you.
Hallelujah. When God came down, the Lord came down. He said, Jeremiah, I called you to be a prophet unto my people. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew you, and I ordained you to be a prophet to my people. How many doctors, how many lawyers, how many good people, how many preachers, how many Sunday school teachers were aborted and never able to fulfill the call and the plan of God? My Lord, I said, my God, have mercy upon this generation. Well, you say, and David, tell them, because the poor God poured me in the belly, he knew me.
Amen.
Yes,
that's right.
That'd have been real sad, wouldn't it, if they'd aborted David? Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have had
150 Psalms, of course, some of them, oh, there's a lot of them not written by him, but the majority were.
Yep. Bless him, Lord. That's right, brother.
I love you, Lord.
Come on, brother.
You love me then, and you love me now. I'll tell you one thing, this will make you want to go home and pray.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
Come on now.
God has
this will make you want to pick up your Bible and say, God, you've got a plan for me, and that old devil's a liar. He's a stinking liar. He's a reprobate. Yeah, no, he ain't a reprobate. He believes.
Bless him, Lord.
He knows where he's headed.
Right.
He knows where he's headed. Right now. Lord Jesus, raise your hand. I thank you, Lord, for what I know. Come on, tell him. I thank you for what I know, what you have shown me, how far you have brought me. I've tasted your mercy. I've been saved by your grace. Jesus, I have tasted the love of God. Oh, Lord, over and over and over. You brought me up when I was down. David was tell you, he said, man, he said, God, if you love me, then you love me right now. Listen, before you came into the world, God already wrote your members down before they came together. That's power. That's knowledge.
Amen. That's right.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Can I say, I am what I am, and I am where I am. Because God has been with me.
Amen. That's right, brother.
I'm a wonder unto many. I had people, Sister Carolyn, say he'll never make anything. He'll never make anything. That boy's going down. He'll die of a drug
overdose. Thank you, blessed God.
Boy, they could see me now. I found God's purpose.
Thank you.
And I ain't going to let the devil steal it.
Praise God.
I ain't going to do it.
Praise God.
He never left me, David said. I'm going to close this thing out. He never left me. He's been with me through it all. Through every trial and every heartache. Brother Anthony, he's been with me in every situation. Every time I was sick and through all the pain, he was with me when I was so weak I could not get up. I've suffered in my life. I've hurt and I've been hurt, but he's been right there. I've been up and I've been down. God has been so good to me. Tell us more, David, for your God is our God and he never changes. The same God, David, that you serve is the same Lord that we serve as they come to the piano. He's the same to a thousand generations. His mercy endureth forever. My God, Brother George, is still faithful. His faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds, and his compassions fail not. They're new every morning. Can I tell you, God's grace got me up this morning when I climbed out of bed. And when I put my feet in the bed tonight, his grace will close the day. Raise your little hand to him. It's the grace of God keeping me. Hallelujah. Stand with me this morning. Stand with me this morning. This is a saying. Come on. Let's find a place to pray. I could go on. I got another to see. I've got four more pages. You don't want to hear it. Praise God. Come on. Lord, restore me. Come on.
Thank you.
Thank you.